Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is Tuesday, it's February the 6th, and I hope that things are going just fantastic for you. We are into the book of, drumroll please, 1 Corinthians. And if you got a handout for our from our teen time, you understand that. And you've already got a head start on that devotional and that reading. If you are listening from afar, we are reading and starting the book of 1 Corinthians today. And we'll be looking at the very first verse in this chapter. If you haven't taken time to read this, I encourage you to just go ahead and pause the podcast and then go read that, and you can pick it up later. You'll have a little bit more insight as to what this chapter is about and what the Lord wants us to know. But before we get going, what I'd like to do is just take a second and notice our memory verse. Take and acknowledge that. It's Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Psalm 143, 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1 says this: Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother. So we're gonna talk about Corinthians here just for a second. And Corinth was a very interesting place. In fact, Paul visited there shortly after. He spent time in northern Greece, in Philippi and Thessalonica, Berea. He goes south, spends some time in Athens, and then he ends up in the city of Corinth. And as he's there, he actually ends up staying there for a good while, considering the amount of time that he spent in those previous cities. He wasn't there for very long at all, and yet he finds a little bit of a base here among the Corinthian people. I've actually walked ancient Corinth, and at least some of the ruins that they have found. There's just the thing about these ancient cities is there's so much that's built up around them and on top of them. And everything else is beneath it, and you know, as everything kind of, you know, falls down or whatever, they build on top of it and keep going. You know, Corinth is interesting from the standpoint that it's not a modern city. In fact, if you make the trip out, sort of in the country, and you get to ancient Corinth, you'll find that there's just wide open space there, which means there's a lot more excavation that can be done. And it'll be interesting to see in the future what they uncover there in Corinth. But let's go ahead and get now to this thought of what the verse says. Paul, not so much talking about the believers there in Corinth, which there'll be plenty of gleanings in this book about the people there and more to talk about. But Paul, for himself, he says this: Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ through the will of God. You know, being a youth pastor, I love to talk to teenagers just about the future and kind of pick your brain. Chances, if you're listening to this podcast, I've had a conversation with you about what you envision yourself doing or what the future holds. And, you know, it's neat to hear those aspirations and those desires, you know, but I do believe it's important for young people to set goals and to work and to have vision for what's ahead of them. You know, sometimes teenagers struggle, you know, they reach a point where they've been told what to do and they have a hard time making that turn, you know, towards, okay, what's the vision I have for the future and what will be the next step? And, you know, in all that planning, though, it's important to remember the one key ingredient. And Paul mentions it here when he speaks about how the Lord really is the one who determined his trajectory. You know, Paul was not so much focused on what he wanted, but what God wanted for him. And so often those things coincide together. You know, just as I sense God was calling me to be a youth pastor and pastor for him, teens today, you can have a sense that the Lord is leading you in a particular direction. And sometimes the Lord reveals that path out in front, but however, there are times, in fact, most of the time, he just simply shows us the next step. So, maybe you're listening and that step is college for you, a specific college he wants you to attend. Maybe the next step is a career that he wants you to have. Regardless of that, consider what he wants. What is the Lord's will for my life? He ultimately sees our life and the road out in front of us as only he can, and we sometimes struggle to see around the next bend. So it's important that we go to him who knows what's best and to inquire of him. And I just love this. Paul, just at the beginning of this letter, he just lets the people know, hey, I'm doing what I'm doing because of the will of God. And, 5 years, 10 years, even a year from now, wherever you're at, are you able to make that kind of statement to other people? Hey, I'm doing this because the Lord wants me to do this. And there's no greater confidence that brings to our lives than being able to say that and make that kind of statement. So whatever you do, all of your dreaming, your desiring, your visioning, so to speak, may we do it with arms wide open to what the Lord wants for us. Before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. We're praying for Ava. So take some time today and pray for her. And I know she'd appreciate those prayers. All right. Hope that you have a good rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you next time.